This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أوصيكم وإياي أولا بتقوى الله فقد فاز المتقون السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته All praise due to Allah رب العالمين for His blessing, His mercy, His forgiveness. And He was the provider, Ar-Razzaq. He is the creator, Ar-Khaliq, As-Sami'un Basir, the all-hearing, the all-seeing. May the blessing of Allah be upon all of us. Ameen. And inshallah, we'll continue with a morning dua and also a funeral dua for a sister, Amina Muhammad from Johor Bahru, who passed away on Tuesday. That means it was yesterday. It's an auntie of our sister Rouhani here. So we'll make the dua in the morning dua plus the funeral dua, inshallah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala Ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. Allahumma bika asbahna wa bika amsayna wa bika nahya wa bika namut wa ilayka an-nushur. Bismillahilladhi la yadurru ma'asmihi shay'un fil ardi wa la fis sama'i wa huwa as-sami'ul 'alim. Raditu billahi rabba wa bil islami deena wa bi Muhammadin nabiyya. Allahumma zidni علما نافعا ورزقا طيبا وعملا متقبلا. اللهم اغفر لها وارحمها وعافيها واعف عنها وأكرم نزولها وواسع مدخلها واغسلها بالماء والثلج والبرد ونقيها من الخطايا كما ينقى الثوب الأبيض من الدنس. اللهم أبدلها دارا خيرا من دارها وأهلا خيرا من أهلها وزوجا خيرا من زوجه. اللهم أدخلها جنتك وأجرها من النار. اللهم اغفر لحيينا وميتنا وشاهدنا وغائبنا وصغيرنا وكبيرنا وذكرنا وأنثانا. اللهم من أحييته منا فأحيه على الإسلام ومن توفيته منا فتوفه على الإيمان. اللهم لا تحرمنا أجرها ولا تدلنا بعدها. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين والحمد لله رب العالمين. آمين يا رب العالمين. We have never failed to ask Allah رب العالمين for His blessing, and we keep on asking Allah to guide all of us when we are still alive and give us a good ending And we keep on asking Allah Rabbul Alameen for forgiveness, especially for those who have passed away today, especially for Amina Muhammad, and also for every one of us who are present here and those who are absent among us. Our family member who have passed away for some time ago, every Muslim, male and female, young and old, we keep on asking Allah for His mercy, His forgiveness. Brothers and sisters, we know that life is short. In the eye of Allah, day and night is just like today and tomorrow. But according to our calculation, if you live for 100 years, it's very long. But in the eye of Allah, a day is like 50,000 years in this life. A day in the day of Allah, in Akhirah, is equivalent to 50,000 years. Just look at how long we survive. We don't even survive half a day. In the Quran, Allah reminds us that in the day of judgment, Allah will ask us, how long do you live in this world? We said, a day. Oh, no, half a day. There's a dialogue between we and Allah. Allah is going to check with us to see whether we realize how long we live on planet Earth. So, we will say to Allah, a day. Oh, no, half days. There is a saying among the Malays, they said, how short our life is. It's between azan and prayer. Normally, when a newborn baby, you will receive the newborn child with azan, the normal way. Then, when you pass away, then they will perform the prayer for you, the funeral prayer. So that is the lifespan between azan and prayer. Azan and prayer in Malaysia normally 20 minutes. Maximum they will go. But in reality, brothers and sisters, we know life is full of challenges. Nobody can say that there's no challenge, there's no problem in life. But the blessing of Allah Rabbul Alameen is that we have given a guidance. So whatever challenges that is going to come, we was given by Allah a guidance how to prepare ourselves and get ready for the challenges. I know that it's easy to say than to experience it by ourselves, but that is reality. There is an exercise, they say. If you pour water into a glass, then people will ask you, what is the way of this glass now, when there is water? When it's a full glass, you say maybe 8 ounces, 10 ounces, maybe 15 ounces. Okay. But the glass is still the glass. The water is still the same. The longer you hold to the glass, then you see it become heavier. You got it? It become heavier when you hold it longer. Why? But it's the same glass, the same water. It because as it go longer, you prolong, then you see your hand is starting to feel the pain, get tired. The same go to life. So how are you going to make sure that the pressure is no more there? Just put it down. Put the glass down. Problem is that if you keep on focusing at the particular problem, from a minor matter, it becomes bigger, it grows. You just have to learn how to put it down and move ahead. Just do what you have to do. Because you cannot solve everything at one time. It may come slowly, but just get ready. Get ready to move on. Have faith. Do you know that our Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam remind his Ummah, whoever have sickness, seek for cure. Look for medication. But how about ruqiyah, the spiritual cure, healing, getting somebody to recite the Quran for you, to recite certain prayer for you. There was a hadith from the Prophet in Sahih Muslim said, seek ruqiyah, get somebody to recite something on you so that you will be protected from the evil eyes and the evil spirit. But then there is another hadith, the Prophet said, no ruqiyah. Don't go for ruqiyah. So people who don't have the right understanding, then they get confused. Somebody say ruqiyah syar'iyah, some say, the Prophet said, no ruqiyah. Which one is correct? Which one should we follow? And both hadiths are authentic. But it seems to contradict. One you say you can apply ruqiyah, one said no ruqiyah. So when you look into the whole issue, then you have a better understanding. Because ruqyah is recitation. If you are reciting the verses of Allah, all the dua that the Prophet have taught you, okay. But suddenly people will use other kind of chanting that you do not know what they are calling, which jinn they are calling, what spirit they are calling, that will bring you to shirk. Is in a very gray area. So the Prophet remind those who are not sure about what kind of recitation, don't do ru'ya, Allah will bless you more. But if you are sure, the ru'ya is like the recitation, the du'a, the ayat al-Quran, the three kul, kul hu Allah, kul a'un falak, kul a'un binna, ayat al-Kursi, you know. Then if you are sure that that is the only thing that they are reciting, that you can recite, no problem. Because Quran is a healer. But if you call somebody to recite, you do not know what the guy is going to recite. Plus, maybe some Siamese chanting again, some Sanskrit, and then you don't even know. You thought it's Arabic. Because you do not know Arabic. Just an example. That will end with shirk. Brothers and sisters, inshallah, now let us continue with the book according to what is written on the book them having on funerals about the hereafter. After funeral is going to hereafter already, you know. After you say bye bye to dunya, that means you are going ahead already. Only there is a stop. Yeah? A stopover. The stopover is where you are in the grave. And then later on, you will be transferred to Alam Barzakh, the waiting world. Barzakh means there is a wall between you and Akhirah, and there's a wall between you and the dunya. Neither you come back, neither you move forward yet. You are in an area until the day Allah decide to end this world. Then the resurrection will take place. Now, let us go back to this. In general, I would like to make it very simple. First, the rest you can recite because we're going to move forward. This word bid'ah is very common to all of us, but a lot of people don't like you to use this term, because so happened that we love to entertain this thing. The teacher of Imam Shafi'i rahimallahu alayhi said, Satan loves people who involve in bid'ah more than a drinker, a womanizer, or those who gamble and do all the other sins. Yeah. Even you are an alcoholic, you are a womanizer, you do a lot of haram thing, but to Satan, the spelling in English, Satan is what? S-E-T-A-N, yeah? Some S-A, some S-E, yeah? But the Arabic one is Shaitan, yeah? Now, Shaitan are not proud if you commit all this sin. To Shaitan, this is small matters. Why? Because those who commit this sin, they know it's wrong. You never see a good Muslim will go out and tell his friend, "Oh, no, I've done this, no, I've done this." You have done something wrong, you are shy, and you know it's a sin, it is wrong. You will promote, you encourage people to do bid'ah until you destroy the origin of the religion. Now, what happened to the Old Testament, the New Testament, is because of the innovation. They make changes. They make changes. They add something here. They minus something there. And at the end, the pure teaching of that particular region is gone. The same thing to this religion, Islam. If you are not careful, that's why they say the general Muslim in our time are far from the true and the sound understanding of Islam. Now, the true teaching of Islam derived only from Allah's book, the Quran, and the Sunnah of His Prophet, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Quran and Sunnah. Yeah. This paramount ignorance has resulted in numerous wrong beliefs of practices known as bid'ah, which are usually based on weak hadith. Misinterpretation, imitation of disbeliever, non-Islamic culture. Any culture that is not against Islam, no problem. But when the culture is against, even as a Malay culture, an Arab culture, a Pakistani culture, and a Turkish culture, it is considered non-Islamic culture. Always remember that. We all are exposed to culture. That's why when there is a funeral, if you are not careful, culture will also creep in. Like marriage. When you want to get married, the only thing that religion require, ijab kabul. Mahar, two witnesses. Wali, khalas. That's all. Little walima. Little walima, either you are potluck also you can do that. If you don't have the means, you call all your friends, can everybody bring some food together? And then we have a kenduri, also can be done, no problem. The rest of that is full of culture. The hantaran, they call, it's culture, but it do not contradict, no problem. Things that do not contradict, carry on. You want to hantaran 100 and then they want to pay you back 110. Yeah. It's up to you. It's your own understanding. As long as it do not contradict the religious belief, no problem. Yeah. Must you have siri? And you must, and is it a siri for you to eat? If just for you to eat, you know, it's a food, no problem. But if you have a belief that this Syria will bring some kind of extra blessing, that's where you must cut off the Syria now. If the Syria for some people like to eat, then you eat. Just an example. As long as the adat have no spiritual belief. When you have certain belief, you chase the devil away and so on, then we have to stop that siri. Cake is cake. What? You know, cake is just for you to eat. So it's okay. Anything sweet is sweet. So this is just an example. Thing that do not contradict, you are allowed. But now, how do you know whether it is contradict or not? This is the area that a lot of Muslim today never double check with scholars. When they want to do things, they just plan with a planner. It's all money talk. That's all. By right, a wise Muslim family, before anything, they will seek guidance from scholar, because we want to be guided. We are Muslim. We want to follow what is right. We want Allah's blessing example. So to do all these things, you need to have some knowledge. Just ask. Be humble. You have a plan already, no problem. You have a master plan already. So before you act upon it, you waste your money, you go and see a scholar, seek their advice. Which one is contradict, you cut off. Not contradict, Bismillah. Example. Yeah. Just an example. Other than that, there are many. Yeah. The rest you can read it by yourself, brothers and sisters. Yeah. Just to have the understanding about what is bid'ah. Yeah. Now, what I'm going to share with you today is about on chapter 2, page 15, yeah, 15. Page 15. Arrival of death. There is where the Sakratul Maut, yeah. What a dying person should do. A dying person, not after he died, yeah. When he died, he has nothing to do anymore. Yeah. We have a lot to do. But for those who are still, who's not dead yet, they have something that they can do. As much as his senses allow, a dying person should try to complete his life with good deeds. That will help him or her, or guarantee for him Jannah, because we want to have a good ending, and save him or her from all forms of punishment, azab. As it becomes harder for him to maintain a balanced mode of action and speech, those attending him should help him in that. If you have money, what are you going to do with your money now? It's time for you to put a wasiat, a will. I want to donate this one third, just one third, wasiat, only one third. But if you are able to execute, yeah, your wealth at that point of time, you can give more than one third. Yeah, you can give more than one third. The only one third is because you do not want to give it away. You still want to hold on to the money until your last breath. My money, still under my name. I don't want to let it go, of course. Then put a written will. Will, brother and sister, is very important. The will is not for the inheritors, not for your children. Children, they have their right for fara'id. No will can apply on them. Will only for you, for your own good deeds. I want this money to go this place, that place. That also you must know where you want to channel the money. If you channel in the wrong area, they do all the bid'ah and khurafat, you are supporting all. Then you are not getting good deeds. You are promoting falsehood. Then you also will be questioned by Allah. How do you spend your money? The Prophet said, you will be questioned about how do you spend your money. You have money, but how do you spend it? Oh, yeah, I do this for what? Are you promoting the truth or you're promoting falsehood? Are you supporting what is right or you're supporting what is wrong? Allah is going to ask us. Yeah. So we must be very careful. But for the inheritance, it's very important not to delay. Not to delay. Because the one who have the right son may die also. You know? Now your children have right. Now, if you delay everything, one of them pass away again. It's not that they cannot get. Once they pass away, their right is secured already under fara'id. They have their right already. But if they pass away before the parent, then their right is no more there. You understand that? We understand this, Lord? It's just like, if I am the father, my children, it so happened my children passed away before me. So that child's right is no more there. No, grandchildren was later on, because his right is gone. But if I pass away first, and then later on, before the faraid, the inheritance is being distributed, he passed away. You see the complication now? By right, he have the right now to the estate, but he also passed away. And people who are not fear God fearing person, they start to say, okay, that brother Shay is gone. So we have no. Say to them, "Qul ya ibadil lazina asrafu ala anfa." See him, la taqnatu min rahmati. Don't ever give hope. Give up hope. Yeah. You must have hope that Allah is merciful and He is ready to forgive all your sin. But you must be humble. You cannot just challenge Allah, then okay lah, I do what I want now. At the end of the day, I still have that mercy. I still believe. No. You don't know, brother and sister, whether you have that good ending or not. Yeah? Now, Anas, one of the companions of the Prophet ﷺ, reported that the messenger, Prophet Muhammad ﷺ, visited a young man who was dying. He asked him, "Kayfa tajiduk?" How do you feel? The Prophet was talking to this believer. He replied, "By Allah." That means, with the name of Allah, O Messenger of Allah, I have hope in Allah, and I fear my sin. So the Prophet ﷺ said to him, "Allahu Akbar. La yajma la yastami'ani fi qalbi 'abdin fi masla hazal mawtin illa a'tahu Allah ma yarju wa ammanahu mimma yakhaf." These two qualities, hope and fear, do not dwell together in a person's hearts in this situation of death, but Allah will grant him what he hopes and save him from what he fears. These are good thoughts. You fear, yes, you should fear, but you must have hope. And Allah loves us to have that hope. Because He said, "La tahtaratu min rahmatillah." Don't give up hope. So you don't give up hope. So the same goes to all of us who are not well. When you are looking for medication, don't give up hope. Try. Maybe this don't work for you, but the other may work. Just keep on trying. As long as the medication is halal, yeah, no problem. But about ruqyah, be careful. Why? Because when they are reciting, you do not know what they are reciting. I have experienced before, people say, "Wow, this guy is very good. No, he speaks Arabic," so we went. So now he's talking now. He go in trance and he's talking. So I thought that I'm not an Arab, so I wouldn't understand every Arabic word. So it so happened my friend also, an Arab, was there. Also because his friend asking some help from him, "Can you come?" No, he's reciting the Quran, all ayat, all Quran. Anything Arabic, they talk Quran. Even the Jahiliya Arab also have their own sihir. Then they asked me, "What ayah?" I said, "There are some ayah." After that, I don't know what ayah he was reciting. No, it sounds a bit weird, you know. But then I asked my friend, the Arab, "What Arabic is he reciting? I don't understand too." This is where we are worried. While they are chanting with verses of "Qul Huwallah," "Ayatul Kursi," then they have, sometimes even the Malay have "Tubumi lah, kayu lah," and then "Besi lah," and all this. They're starting to plus "Besi" and "Besi," "Fire" and "Fire." Then people who like you and me who do not know, you talk, everything is Ayat Quran, because he said Ayat Quran. So the chances to commit shirk is there. So that's why the Prophet command some of the companion no ruqya because of this. But if you are sure everything is from the Quran, nothing but the Quran and from the Prophet's dua, then okay. And who can be sure? Only you if you recite. Other people you don't know. No. They say the Arabic don't seem to have power, enough power, then they will make some border one, the Thai one, to come in again. And then the shaitan play his role. The shaitan will play his role. You know? Now, as death approaches, a true believer will have a strong desire to meet Allah. That is the different feeling. The believer's heart and mind, when they are getting closer to Allah, they just love to go now because they know Allah is waiting for them. Yeah? This desire will overcome any other attachment to life or fear of death. That means they are ready. I think you may come across sometimes there are people who tell them, I'm ready. Let me go. Yeah. Shuraib bin Hani reported that Abi Hurairah said that Allah's messenger said, Man ahabba liqa Allahi ahabba Allah liqa'ahu wa man qariha liqa' Allah qariha Allahu liqa'ahu. Whoever loves to meet Allah, Allah loves meeting him or her, and whoever hates meeting Allah, Allah hates meeting him and her. You have to go back to Allah. Everyone have to go back to him. But if you are a believer, you love, it's like you love to see your lover. Because you love your lover. Somebody you love, I believe that you are ready to do anything for that. Yeah. The same go to the believer. They just love to meet Allah. Because nobody really can meet Allah without ending their life here. Yeah. You must end, then only you will go and meet Allah Rabbul Alamin. How? Because when Allah command your soul to be taken by angel of death, this soul have to be brought back to Allah. Abu al-Bara' ibn Azib said, the angel of death have to bring up this soul and present it back to Allah because it came from him, must be presented to him and let Allah command. If Allah said, send the soul back, then the soul will be sent back to the body. Where? Not on this earth anymore. 6 feet below. And that's where the Munkar Nakir come. And then only Munkar Nakir come in to carry on their mission. Yeah? The mission of them is just to ask. You cannot ask them. They ask you only. It's a one big. Ma rabbuka, man nabiyuka, wa madinuka. Yeah? You'll be questioned. Now, Surai went to Aisha and told her, O mother of the believers, Abu Huraira is relating a hadith from Allah's messenger that if true means that we are lost. She said, a loser is only one who has been declared so by Allah's messenger. What is he relating? So Surai is here to talk to Aisha about what Abu Huraira was saying. Yeah? He related to her the hadith, adding, none of us does not hate death. She replied, Allah's messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam has indeed said this. Now Aisha confirmed that what Abu Huraira was sharing with other people is from the Prophet, but did not mean what you think. It means that when the gaze become fixed, the chest rattle as the soul depart, the skin tighten and the fingers tremble. At that point, whoever loves meeting Allah, this is what? Yeah? The saying Abu Huraira was sharing with others, and in the same time, yeah, Aisha confirmed, Well, whoever loves meeting Allah, Allah loves meeting him. And whoever hates meeting Allah, then Allah hates meeting him. You know how when Allah hates to see us? He must be presented to him. He just don't want to look. Send him back. But thing that he loves, he will look at it with his love and mercy, send him back. He have to go through the barzah, yeah, the kubur, yeah. And even the hadith of Bara ibn Azib said, when the soul of the believer was taken out, then all the angels, yeah, from the heaven and the earth will pray for this soul, because this soul is considered qad aflaha man zakkaha, a clean and pure soul, a blessed soul. You remember the other ayah, Allah said, ya ayyatuhan nafsul mutma'inna irji'i ila rabbiki radiyatan mardiya fadkhuli fi ibadi wadkhuli jannati. This soul is so peaceful, was ready to meet Allah, and then Allah invite him, no, he come, ya ayyatuhan nafsul mutma'inna irji'i ila rabbiki, come to me with the readiness that you are so happy to meet me. You always please me, do whatever I want you to do when you are alive. Now I am very pleased with you. Anybody who make you happy, do you make them happy? Of course. If you make Allah happy, you will never, never regret at all. You make somebody happy, you may regret sometimes. Because you do know that person appreciates your kindness, your goodness or not. You know? But when you make Allah happy, Allah is sure to reward you. What is his reward? Irji'i ila rabbiki radiyatan mardiya fadkhuli fi ibad. Number one, he is going to put you among the righteous people. Even you are, you die, you are mixed with all the wrong group. We thought the wrong company is only on this life. No, no, no. Even in the grave, you have so many wrong people there. No, people die because of this, people die because of that. They also buried there, and you also die, and you are buried same. That's why in certain country, the righteous people, they buy a piece of land, a family one. They only allow righteous people to be buried there. They want that company. Yeah. In Saudi, you still have those who have the money, they buy a piece of land, small, not a big one, and they only say, this is for scholars. Not the Bid'ah scholars, the Sunni scholars, not the Shia scholars, then they contradict each other. No. They want a good environment, a good company. Yeah, like Sheikh bin Baz, all the great scholars in Saudi, they were buried in that environment. Yeah. It's like our prophets. Our prophet passed away and he was buried in the house. And then, when Abu Bakr, he asked the permission from his daughter. He want to be close. Can you imagine when you're close to the right people, people will keep on come and make prayer for you. Billions of people have been going and pray for Abu Bakr. And then Omar become the second caliph. He also asked. Omar have nothing to do with Aisha. And Abu Bakr, the father, different. Yeah? This is just another companion to the prophet. But then Omar said, don't put pressure. She have all the right to say no. But then Aisha allowed. And that's why Omar was buried there too. Yeah. Osman, Ali, they did not ask for that. No. Or maybe they were not prepared, suddenly they were killed. Yeah. But Omar asked for that. Yeah. Previously, Aisha radiallahu anha had a similar misunderstanding that was clarified by for her by Allah's Messenger, Ubadah bin As-Samad, reported this same hadith, adding that on hearing this from Allah's messenger, Prophet Muhammad, Aisha exclaimed, "Do you mean hating death?" "We all hate death." The Prophet responded, "Laysa kazalika," meaning this is not what it means. The Prophet continued by saying, "Walakin al-mu'min iza hadarul maut," when death comes to a believer, he or she is given the tiding of Allah's mercy, acceptance, and Jannah. No. Nothing is then dearer to him than what lies ahead of him. He loved meeting Allah and Allah loved meeting him. But when death comes to a disbeliever, he is given the tiding of Allah's anger, torture and punishment. Nothing is then more hateful to him than what lies ahead of him. He hates meeting Allah and Allah hates meeting him. This is where Allah said, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَ أَلَّا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوْعَدُونَ نَحْنُ أَوْلِيَاؤُكُمْ فِي حَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَلَكُمْ فِي الْآخِرَةِ وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِي أَنفُسُكُمْ وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَدَّعُونَ نُزُولًا مِنْ غَفُورٍ رَحِيمٍ. Allah Rabbul Alamin said, those who always say, "Inna allazina qalu rabbuna Allah," that my Lord is Allah, who always remember Allah, who have the right aqidah towards Allah, have faith in Allah, never once he have doubts with Allah. How Allah put him through a test, he still hold to Allah. He was ready whatever Allah ordained for him or her. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ, in good time, in bad time, whatever situation, Allah is the person that he holds to. Allah said, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا, and he was consistent. Not when he had the mood to say, "Allah, Allah," no, no. Everything when you talk to him, at any occasion, Allah's word is always there. Hasbi Allah wa ni'ma waqil. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. That's why the remembrance of Allah is important. The zikr is to show us we always remember him. Thumma istaqamu tatanazzalu alayhimul malaika. Allah said, when the time come for him to depart from this world, I send angels. Angel of death is there already, but the angel of mercy. And that's why you must remember your environment where you are lying down. Please don't have pictures hanging around. You are just stopping the angel of mercy to come to you. Yes. A believer always are very careful. That's why you see when people die, quickly they overturn and put a white cloth and cover all the picture. But it's too late. It's gone. Before that, you want the angel of mercy to come close to you. So make sure the environment is good for him. When he come in and saw a picture, he will retreat. Yeah. Up to us. You have to prepare yourself. Allah said, "Tanazzalu alayhimul malaika." Why do Allah send this angel? For what? To send glad tidings. Allah takhafu wa la tahzanu. This is what the angel of mercy will come to you, the believing soul. Said, "La takhafu wa la tahzanu." No fear and no worry. La takhaw wa la tahzanu wa abshiru bil jannati allati kuntum tu'adun. Like what the hadith said, no, the angel will come and give you glad tidings and telling you that Allah is going to put you to paradise. You are going to paradise. When you know you are going to paradise, are you happy? Allah, you are just waiting. When can I go in? When can I go in? That's what you want. Because that is the last abode. That is the last destination. And if the angel is going to tell you, وَأَبْشِرُ بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوَعَدُونَ, this is what you want, and Allah have accepted it, and Allah is telling me to tell you, you will go to Jannah. Allah. When you know you're going to Jannah, of course, but if the bad soul, angel of mercy is not going to come, the angel of azab will come. And then we'll tell you where is your ending. Actually, we know already. Our ending, we have some sign from Allah. That's why you have su'il khatimah wa husnil khatimah. Good and bad ending. Only that person cannot tell you. The person is going back, he can't say anything to you. But he knows where is he heading. And that's why the Prophet talked about the one in the barzah. The believing soul was waiting, when Qiyamah, when Qiyamah. You know, when we carry their body, they'll just be fast. Quick, send me to the grave because I'm going already. They don't want anybody to delay. For the disbelieving soul, don't bring me so fast, delay. After 10 years, you don't want to bury me also better. No. But who want to keep your body up here 10 years? You know, too much to spend. Yeah. But anyhow, this is the feeling that Allah will give it to us. Bashir birahmatillah, you will get the glad tiding. Yeah. But the only thing, no one. Yeah, I mean. Can get the info from the dying person, because people who is dying, brother and sister, there are other signs. One of the fastest signs that you can have here, if their desire towards food and drink is gone. There are some people who are sick, walaikum salam, but their desire is still, only they cannot eat normally anymore, they will go through pipe and so on, but the desire is still there. But there will come a time, like people who are very healthy. So if you go on diet, please still contain your desire. Yeah, please love food, because loving food is a good sign. Yeah? As long as you control your diet, it's okay, you know. But you start to cut off all the food, you know? That's not a good sign. That's why you get so thin sometimes. And too slim also is not healthy. Too fat, chubby, but not healthy. Yeah. We love to see our grandchildren very chubby, but then they suffer. Now, one of the things that the Prophet ﷺ also remind the dying person, all those who are close to the dying person, their family members, returning the people's right. A dying person should fulfill his obligation towards other people before death overtakes him or her. If he or she cannot fulfill that by himself, he should make arrangement and give instruction to the family members. And it's easier to do everything with black and white. Thing that is amanah for you to keep, immediately you must call the person. Get everything ready. Sign off. Say, don't say that I never give back to you, because it's also important. Yeah? If you have some documentation that they pass it to you, you should also have something to sign off that I have given you back. If you don't have, as long as you give back, alhamdulillah, that you are not lying, not cheating. If the person who have received it try to claim again, that means he is trying to cheat and lie. Then he's his sin. His sin with Allah Rabbul Alameen. Yeah? Abu Huraira reported that the Prophet ﷺ said, the meaning of the saying, we're making fast, whoever had oppressed his sister in his reputation or wealth, irdihi aw malihi, let him or her remedy that before judgment day come. Because no dirham or dinar will be accepted then. There is no more money over there. Gone. That's why you die, you don't bring your money. And that's why the not yet Muslim who believe there is still some transaction going there, they burn a lot of money here. Because they have that belief. Oh, there's still some transaction going on. So before they get bankrupt there, we send. We keep on burning and burning billions of dollars here. But that billion of dollars just costs you maybe 20 ringgit. That one human chalk. Because no dirham or dinar will be accepted then. If he or she has good deeds, they will be taken from him and given to the brother. This is what we do not want. Why? We do not know how much deed we have. We do not know the balance. And that's why when people try to gossip, talk bad, actually if they know the danger, they will hold their tongue tight. They were not going to say bad gossip. You know why? When people start to talk bad about, it's like he has so much deed to share. Your patient, when people talk bad about you, your patient, Allah will transfer the deed to you. Because you have patience. But if you also talk bad about them, then balance again. So when people talk bad about us, of course you have the right to defend yourself, but you don't have the only, I think these people must have a lot of deeds. And they are so rich to give their deeds to us. Prophet who was so perfect, people talk about him. Until today, people are still belittling the Prophet. Can you remember how much he will receive from Allah Rabbul Alamin? So please, we control our tongue. It will save us. Because there is no money, but whatever reputation, remember, irdi. You talk bad about a person. You see, in the time of the Prophet, you know, in Surah Allahu Akbar. There was a surah in the Quran talk about people who like to create fitna. Create fitna to righteous women. Talk about women. People who are righteous, but people are not happy, their evil eye like to talk. In Islam, if the Islamic law is being reinforced, this group of people can be executed. Because by creating fitna, you are killing the person. If the person is not strong, she may commit suicide. Under depression and all the anxiety will cause a person to die. Of course, it's wrong. You are killing a person. You don't have to do that. And once this person is caught, create fitna to a chastened woman, she will be condemned, or he will be condemned to be a witness for the whole life if he is being accused. The rest, brothers and sisters, and the last one that I have to share with you, Abu Huraira reported that Prophet Muhammad asked, he asked his companion, "Atadrun mal muflis?" do you know who is truly ruined or bankrupt? Muflis is the bankruptcy. To which the Sahaba, the companion, replied, a ruined man among us is one who does not possess money or property, a person who are bankrupt, a person who have no money. Then the Prophet responded, Innal muflisa min ummati man ya'ti yawm al-qiyamah bi salatin wa siyamin wa zakatin wa ya'ti qashitma hadha wa qazama hadha wa aqla mala hadha ila al-akhirah hadith. Indeed, a ruined person or a person who is considered as bankruptcy among my ummah. Now the Prophet is not talking about the disbeliever. He is warning his ummah. Among my ummah is the one who come on the day of resurrection. When they die in the day of Qiyamah, they pray 5 times a day. They also pray the optional prayer, Qabliya, Ba'diya, Tahajjud, and all other prayer, Doha, all you just name, they pray. They pass, mashallah, Ramadan, they never miss. It's Isnin, Khamis, they never miss. Yeah, the 6 Sawwal, they never miss. A lot of fasting. Zakat, they give zakat here, donate there. However, by right, they should have a lot of deeds. There will be a lot of reward for them. However, the Prophet said, he or she had abused so and so, defamed so and so, unlawfulness consume the wealth of so and so. That means you take people's money, you don't pay back, and so, shed the blood of so and so, you kill somebody, and beaten so and so, you tortured somebody. Does this and that will be given from his good deeds. If his good deeds finish before fulfilling what he owes other, the one he defamed, the one he commit zulm to, that he will be burdened with their sin. Can you imagine what is going to happen? First, all your good deeds is going out until you have no more good deeds anymore to pay back. But in return, see how fair Allah is. We all have sins. Do we have sins, sisters? Yes, we all are sinners. We know. And we are asking Allah for guidance. We are asking Allah for forgiveness. We are asking Allah's mercy. And this good that you know you commit sin. It's not good if you, I'm okay. No. Because when you know you commit sin, then you are more humble. You don't become judgmental. So see what will happen. Then hurled into the fire. Then you will be chucked into hellfire, because your good deeds is not enough to pay back those you defame, those you create fitna and so on. And now in return, they also have their own sin. Their sin will be collectively passed to you. So you are going to hell with all the sins. What a waste. To say you don't worship Allah, you pray a lot. To say you don't fast, you fast, Allahu Akbar. To say you don't give zakat, you have given zakat, but still you end up into hellfire. May Allah protect us. So the last thing, final instructions and will. A dying person should make sure that his will is current and to his liking, of course. Will is to your liking. Yeah? Maybe early stage you have put a will, but towards the end you feel that guy, that friend, he is not honest to me. Cut him off. Quickly change. You must change already. You have the right to change. Yeah, to your liking. In the beginning, you're okay. That suddenly you feel. Quickly change, because if not, their will were considered legal. Yeah? In addition, he should give final instruction to his family and friend, and it's important, make them understand, because we do not want people to delay what belong to that person, give it as soon as possible, you know. Today's world, because of documentation, it delay the right of those who have the rights until they die. It's too late. And Islamically, it's called injustice. My right, I only can enjoy my right when I'm alive. If I'm dead, why do you give me this? But maybe the offspring. And also, you must remind them of Allah and directing them to take care of fulfilling his obligation after his death. This is what we call amana. Yeah. Very, very important. Sometimes we have people who are very alert. Example, you see, they are reverts. These are reverts. And both family are not yet Muslim. Both family. Because both are reverts. Now they just have children. If they will die, where will these children, where are they going to stay? Normally, traditionally, they may go to their grandparents. Now both grandparents are not yet Muslim. Do you think there will be some issue? Yeah. Their upbringing, we don't know. So alhamdulillah, we have seen people who are in that situation. They are very alert. They are starting to plan. If anything happened to us, we want Sayyid Al-Qadim to take care, to be the custody. But they must write everything. So at least there's a Muslim, a family taking care. Or you may have your own friend. Yeah. I normally would encourage people who are having this problem to do what? Do you think whatever I can encourage them to do? If among all their good friends, the Muslim brothers and sisters, who one of the sisters is still breastfeeding their own children, breastfeed your children to this family. If they are good family, you know them, good brothers, good sister, send your child, your children breastfeeding for 5 times. Khamsa rada'at. Now they become a family to this family. And then that will be easier for that family. And these are things is important for those who have this situation. Yeah? You have to do everything properly before things get messy. Yeah? Jabir bin Abdullah reported that on the eve of the battle of Uhud, that was the second battle, his father summoned him and instructed him. And he said, I expect to be among the first of the Prophet ﷺ companion to be killed tomorrow. The Sahaba, when they engage in jihad, they love to die in the battlefield. Meaning they are ready to go out and really fight. Not only just, I'll try. No, they really go in and fight because they have no fear towards death. Nothing to hide. Today there's a lot of hiding. You know. From far they press a button, boom, they don't want to go there. But the Muslim, they're fighter, they like to be combat, face to face. You know, Allahu Akbar. I'm not living after me and my soul more dear to me than you. Except for Allah's messenger. I owe some debt, so pay them off and take care. Good care of your brothers and sisters. This is the amanah. Yeah. And this is important. Because sometimes we are so busy, we thought that we are going to live another 20 years. But you don't know that you just after 20 minutes you're gone. So what is going to happen next? All of us have to look into ourselves. But a humble reminder, what normally will happen to all of us when death comes to us, to our family member? There are two. Just try to listen carefully. If you can write it down, you write it down later on. Number one, death may happen at home or at the hospital. Inform the nearest private or government clinic or hospital if you die at home. Then what will happen? One, a doctor will come to the house to confirm death and will issue a death slip. Will write a letter, confirm. If death is at the hospital, then hospital will inform you of all the other procedures. You don't have to worried so much, because the hospital are well versed about all these things. But at home, then quickly call a doctor. A doctor will have to come and confirm. Then when you have that slip or certificate, you have to go to the nearest police station. Bring the death slip or certificate to the police station. The police will issue a burial permit. Then they will issue the burial permit. So if you have your own arrangement already, you know where to wash the body, you have the transportation, then you can just go back home and organize that. If not, then you bring the burial permit to the nearest masjid who have that facilities to do the washing, kafan, and also the prayer. But if you have that been arranged, you don't have to bring to the mosque. When you have the burial certificates permit, then normally they will go according to your IC. Normally, where do you stay? But now you may have shifted your old IC, it didn't change the address. Then you must have some kind of document to prove that. Or you just inform them. If the police say okay, then they will give you the burial permit according to that area. And then immediately you have called the burial area to inform them, and they will get it ready for you. It's not so difficult. Normally, if people who are not aware of anything, they can contact Al-Qadim, have these services. We have our man who is looking into this. That's why we have a janazah van with us. It was collectively donated by all the good brothers and sisters. And alhamdulillah, we have made use of this van for many mayat. Alhamdulillah. So this is just some reminder to all of us to know what we should do. Because normally those who have big family, alhamdulillah, but those who don't have, they got caught, they don't know what to do. So if you die at home, so you don't bring to the hospital anymore, because hospital will not accept. So you just got to call a doctor, and then to come home and confirm. And this is normally done for, because even ambulance, when you come and then it's dead, the ambulance don't want to carry anymore. Because they consider their part gone, because the ambulance is to bring somebody who is not dead yet. Death, then there's nothing to do with the ambulance. Unless the ambulance will help you to transfer the dead body to your home. This is what will happen, but before that, if we have anything to remind the living, then we have to do what we have to do. So may Allah make it easy for all of us, brothers and sisters. We are just preparing. Like what Allah said, Ya ayyuhal lazina amanu taqullah wal tanzur nafsum ma qaddamat ligadin. O you who believe in Allah, be faithful to Him and look into yourself, what have you prepared for your tomorrow. So the class actually is doing that, just to keep ourselves alert about what we should do. So is there any question, we open for Q&A. Fatawanda. Any question from the sisters? Naam. Amount? Shirk. Yeah. Shirk is that very cool? Yeah. And then you can off this for a while. That was the end. Yeah? Too cold. Alhamdulillah. Now, the biggest shirk, there are different category of shirk. The biggest shirk is to worship something beside Allah. Not say you don't believe in Allah. We do not say that you do not worship Allah. You are still worshiping Allah. In the same time, you still go to the grave, example. You worship the grave, through the grave. You worship some spirit, example. That is the biggest shirk. You call upon Allah at one time, and you call upon other thing at one time. That is shirk. This is shirk that Allah said, I will not forgive them. There's another shirk called shirk khufiya, the smaller shirk, and there is the riya. Doing something, even you are praying, you are doing fasting, but not for the sake of Allah. Your intention is to please the people, to show to others, that is shirk bin niyat. It's also a shirk. The Allah said in Surah Kahfi, وَلَا يُشْرِكْ بِإِبَادَةِ رَبِّهِ أَحَدًا. Do not commit shirk when you are doing an act of worship with Allah. This is shirk with your intention, that you are not doing for the sake of Allah. So that's why Allah in the Day of Judgment will say, you do this, yes, but for that person, go to that person and ask him to reward you. Yeah, that is the shirk. Yeah. Bid'ah is innovation. Somebody try to come up with new ideas. Example, if the Prophet said the best zikr is this, but he will say, I think there is a better one. Who said? My sheikh said. My guru said. No. No zikr is better than the zikr that was taught by Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You start to create some bid'ah. You use religion to strengthen your act or your words. It's wrong. Anything to do with Islam is been perfected by Allah. Allah said, Al-Yawma akmaltu lakum dinakum. I have perfected my religion for you. No need of any alteration, any plus and minus. It's perfect already. Just follow. Even the one that the Prophet had taught us, we don't memorize. And still we want to entertain others. I don't know why. Why we are so active in learning things that do not benefit you. Where the one that was taught by the Prophet, none of us have memorized it. Yeah, totally. This is the work of Satan. The shaitan loves you to have this good feeling. I have good feeling, good niyat. Good niyat, good feeling never allow you to do anything that is against Islam. Example, do you have a good intention to adopt a child, a baby? Yes. You don't have children. Allah give you wealth. Now this family, suddenly they don't want to have this baby. with all your good heart, the love you have for this child, you accept, you adopt this. Can you do that? Of course, Islamically you can. But now you change the name. That's where you commit a sin. You have no right to change the bin. Because Allah command you to call the child with the name of his or her father. It's in the Quran. That's why there was an issue before when people became a Muslim. They want to maintain their family name. Their father said, no, no, you must change Abdullah. My time, Abdullah. No one, if I don't want a name, cannot register. And that's why I put Abdullah. Plus, alias Yilonian. But alhamdulillah, things changed now. People, at that time, you know, that's why people feel, you know, coming to Islam is a pressure, is a big problem. Now we have lost our own identity. You know? But alhamdulillah, nothing have changed today. They allow because people are more learned now. They are not that racist anymore in this area. So things are getting better. Yeah? So those who are coming to Islam at this point of time, it's easier. You know? And the families don't feel so bad because their name is still there. They still carry their father, son, everything. It is important. You know? Yeah, that's what I will share with the sister just now. Yeah? Bida'ah is something that was not recommended by the Prophet, and then we make changes and we say it's okay, it's nothing wrong, but it's wrong. Yeah. Now, they can not really going to the court now. Things are getting more easy. They just go back to the religious department, call them to get a letter. I've seen last 2 weeks, I've seen one brother, a Chinese revert, and then they said that at first he have a Muslim name, and then he went and changed again. I said, you can do it. Just go and change again. They allow you. They said, yeah. I said, that's good. That main thing is, alhamdulillah, is improving. Before, there is a lot of problem. You know? Now they, but you must get a letter from the religious department. Yeah. Because they are the one who can confirm officially that now you want to change back to your original name. For those who come to us, normally we will guide them. Will guide them. You don't have to be Abdullah anymore. You know why? You can be Yika, bin Hika, bin Senka, bin Haika. Yeah, no problem. Pardon? Yes. Those who do not know, then try to get their mother. And that's why you have the mother's name. You put their mother's name because you don't know the father, but you are sure he have a mother. That's why the mother, they come in, but for those who don't know. And then it's up to the authority to give. And then they put Abdullah. Normally they put Abdullah. Here in this country. Yeah, they put Abdullah. Or normally what they will do in the Middle East, they'll put the name of the child and then Maula. They put Maula. That means the caretaker or the custodian, yeah, the one who's taking care of the guardians. Yeah, they put Maula, means like the caretaker. Yeah, there are other ways, you know. Only people who know, they know. Yeah. Naam. Yes. Walaikum salam, Sister Fauzia. it's not allowed to for Muslim to donate organ. No, I did not say that it's not allowed. I said that there were discussion before whether we can donate organs or receive organs. Then the fatwa, the majlis of fatwa said yes, with condition that you get the permission from the donors. You cannot just take without their permission. No, it's like you are stealing. If anybody who want to donate, they have a form. You have to say, I am preparing to donate my kidney, my heart, or my eye. Then yes, they can, with condition that they seek your permission. So the same we can give, the same we can receive. No problem. Yeah, halal and haram actually is a very simple thing. We make it difficult. Yeah, this issue that we are facing today only exists in this country. Other country, they know how to handle it without a lot of misconception. Here, because I think the problem is the way we approach things is not wise. We have good intention. The way we approach it is not wise enough. Yeah. Now people are upset. Now they are telling, tell me, I don't need blood, I don't need this, and then whether I must put haram ka, a pig there ka, so my blood, I eat pork every day, and then I drink alcohol, so my blood is not pure anymore. You don't go to that area anymore. If you are going to go that area, then there will be a lot of other issues. I look at you, you're a human. You look at me, I'm a human. I look at the blood, khalas. Finish there. Blood. You just end there. You don't go so deep. You so go deep and then you want to take the veggie. The veggie, you use what fertilizer? And then you got to have problem again. And you want to eat the fish. The fish, what kind of thing the feeding is? The chicken. Now you are, only Allah knows what is going to happen. So, inshallah, we drink plain water. Now, organ. Yes. Yeah. Yeah, that's where they say it's big business. No, we should not accept. If we know, then we say, no, I don't need. No problem. Sometimes people start to argue, now I'm a good person and get this heart is corrupted, now I'm corrupted now. So what is going to happen, If the organ, this eye, is used to do bad things, suddenly I have a bad eye now. No. No, that's not true. That's just movie. That's on the movie. The movie will show you, give you this feeling, So it's crazy. Yeah. Allah have His own way of purifying things. Can you imagine? I was not a Muslim before when I was young. I must have eaten a lot of things. So what's going to happen in my blood now? If we 100% filter, I didn't go for flushing or anything, But maybe something also still there. Allah will not look into that anymore. There are people who are worse than that, but Allah never look into your blood. No, He will look into your deeds. Yeah. That is important. Nam. Waalaikum salam warahmatullah. Okay. Yeah, organ is organ. It's like money, all money is okay. If not, is who hold that money or where do money come from? Then you can have no money anymore. No issue. There shouldn't be an issue. Only whether can you take the organ from the person without his permission. That's the only issue. Yeah. No. Yeah, again. Again, you don't have to go so detailed. Hey, this organ that I want to get from you, huh, from this hospital, China is known for everything, alhamdulillah. You know? You just name it, they have it.
Yeah.
So, they are, I mean, they are very creative. Yeah. And then now you're going to have, may I know who is the donor? You don't have to. Do you steal it from them? Oh, is this a black market one? No, you don't have to go. I'm here for a treatment, and they said, your organ disc is gone, you need to have a transplant, organ transplant. Then you said, there is, call us. Normally we don't go, but if they are doing the bad thing behind us, you see, one thing, a good doctor is a doctor who will make sure that organ fit you, because there are certain things do not fit you. Even the blood group, yeah? Only certain blood group can go to the certain blood group. You cannot just mix. So one, they have confirmed that it's okay, then it's okay. But if somebody will come to you from the back door, it is one cheaper one. No. This is a black market one. No, it's half of the price. No, the doctor will give you, say, 50,000. I give you 20,000. Now you are tested. Now 50-20. Now the number is your test. 50 clear cut. 20 only Allah knows. No, I think as a Muslim, I will take the 50 because it's clear. I'm happy. I don't want to take, and then halfway something goes wrong. You do not know. No, this one is clear. It's from the hospital. They have gone through all the R&D. They check everything. This one you do not know. It's like medication. No, do you want to buy the medication that's proven, yeah, by the health department, or you just buy the roadside one? You have a choice. Yeah. Roadside one is just 12 ringgit. The real one, 40 ringgit. Of course, you see, name the same. They kata, just put some spelling. Yeah, it's like your Rolex. No Rolex. No Rolex is Rolex. The Rolek. Some Rolex you get. Yeah, okay, but it look the same, you know. But how much? Cheap. 70 ringgit. 70 ringgit. Rolex, the real Rolex, 70 ringgit. Then you know what kind of Rolex you are buying. What? So just an example, yeah. Yeah. May Allah bless us, brother. Last one, now, sister. The angel of mercy. Now. Yeah. No problem. Picture that have carried images of animals and human. If you have pictures, like here you have some pictures here. But you don't see the human face totally. Yeah, I just give you something. If you go to a clinic, dentist, yeah, then you can see they also have some pictures. The picture is showing nose and their teeth. Then it's okay. As long as you don't have the full image. You have the eye, everything, you know. Yeah, so then it is considered as the full image, then will stop the angel of mercy to come in. Yeah. Even our prophet have experienced that before. Therefore, angel Gabriel, you know, he just do not, came to the, he didn't come to the prophet that as the time that he have informed the prophet, I'm coming, and because of the image. So it's good for us to make sure that our room, our children's room, is not being displayed with all these images. You know? If like trees, garden, galaxies, no problem. Ocean, no problem. Yeah. And the magic is different. It's not something you display. Yeah, it's not something that you display. It's something that you admire, you hang. that's where the angel of mercy would like to come in. And yeah, then you have to check which one that you can cover. Thing that you can cover, you cover. Yeah. Last one, Sister Fauzia. Yeah, Prophet said so. Yes. The Prophet just said, if you do that, you can, but you are just stopping the angel of mercy to come in, that's all. Angel of death will come in, no problem. The angel of death, you put a photo here, so they come. You know? You don't have to worry. May Allah bless us, inshallah.
Subhanakallahumma bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.